in him.
This is singer Mark Olson, one of the founding members of the band The Jayhawks. He left the band to work with his then-significant other, Victoria Williams. Now he's solo in more ways than one. His new record is called Salvation Blues. Let's hear some more of that.
No light like your light till we do something good. In the morning, the things we once did, overboard, false friends ignored. All these longings and the gifts we had to give.
Mark Olson dropped by the BPP studios a while back to talk about his new record, which he says is one of the most personal he's ever written.
Yeah, well, it's more along the lines that over the years, I always had an idea of what I wanted to write about, and that was about, you know, what goes on in a person's life, getting to a moment of a decision being made, the path they choose. It's like, you know, it's a subject of many novels and movies and things like that. But it interests me how a person gets on the road they're taking in life. And, you know, you see that in your friends, you see that in people you just meet. And that's sort of what interests me about writing. And I was able to finally do that after having gone through some personal experiences. I was never able to really get that across in song, but I think I did this time, so.
You did something I think a lot of people wish they could do or have the courage to do, that let's get lost thing. I'm just going to take off.
Well,
I'm going to go to Europe. I'm going to try to figure out what's going
on. I stayed with my aunt in America, and we were more along the lines of, let's get you a job.
Oh. Because you've been on my couch, is that why?
Well, she had three kids. She's only 5 years older than me and a really good friend of mine, my aunt. And so we kind of got me going down the road of getting that together. But music kept calling, and I had friends who were writers. He writes kind of his name's John Williams, and he writes sort of Raymond Chandler-esque novels in Wales, set in Wales. And they asked me to come over there. They'd book shows with me over there. And I stayed with them for a month, and they just really convinced me by the way they were working that I was going to work again in the musical field. So I gave it
another. Because you thought about giving
up
for a while.
Doing something else for a while. Because I'd been working hard. I'd made 4 records in Europe and had toured for the past 4 or 5 years, 5 months out of the years there. So I had been working at it really hard. And I'd come home and I didn't have really much going on here. So that was where my aunt thought.
What would you have done for a job?
Well, I was signed up for a school. I have some education, so I was going to finish that.
But I mean, what did you have any thoughts on ultimately what you wanted to do?
Well, it was just in the newspaper here. I was going to do the same thing someone did in the Philharmonic, which was the EMT walk of life. When you're a musician, you like to, you know, get out there and do something. You're going fast down the highway, and hopefully you like to think of your music as helping people. So that's what I was drawn to through a deep psychoanalysis. I found out I wanted to be an EMT.
Let me just tell you that before I did this show, I had kind of a job where I could set my own schedule a little bit. And going to a thing every day sucks. I think you should have totally made the right call to stay in
music.
Well,
we go to our music every day, believe me.
But at least you don't have to do it at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, so well, 4 in the morning sometimes. We catch planes and stuff. And people don't know that,
but we
play late. And we get up at 4 and catch planes and things like that. So it's we don't sleep in anymore. When we were young, we did, but now.
Well, we got you here a little bit early.
No way.
To perform. Introduce who else is in the studio and tell us what you're going to play.
Ingen Ringvald is going to sing and play the drum, and she's from Norway, and she's a very beautiful singer. She sang her whole life. And this is Michele Gossett, who plays the violin, from Brescia, Italy. And I've toured with them in Europe. Like I said, I made records over there, and so they're my band, along with a fellow from Los Angeles named Jimmy, who wears a funny hat. So if you come to the show, should we do it?
Please.
Tears from Above.
Oh, let mercy, oh, let grace that I cannot call, may it come by this place. May it fall like tears from above, may it fall like tears from above. The sun will hide its face, my rooms will be a prison. My work will be taken away by the night. Darkness and light are at us like a mole. darkness and light are at us like a mole. Oh, let mercy, oh, let grace, I cannot call, may it come by this place. May it fall like tears from above, may it fall like tears from above. The rain that falls in the morning will keep the doves from the sky. The green grass is plenty, green grass becomes knee high. Darkness and light are at us like a mole. Darkness and light are at us like a mole. Oh, let mercy, oh, let grace, I cannot call, may it come by this place. May it fall like from above, may it fall like tears from above. May it fall like tears from above. May it fall like
above. Oh, that was tremendously beautiful.
We enjoyed it.
Ah, so your tour schedule, Mark, is insane. In the next, I think, month, you're going to Kansas, Oklahoma, Vermont, California. Keeping up a schedule like that, which is grueling enough, and then singing all these really personal songs, does it ever take its toll on you?
No, the singing, is that's where I can lose myself in the music, and that's fine. There is the meetings of strangers in truck stops that is strange. You know, just people think I'm trying to
fly
in.
That's always strange for all of us, I think.
Because
Senators
I'm in a hurry, because of the schedule, I'm in a little bit of a hurry. People get upset sometimes and say, he's trying to butt in line, you know, things like that. But that's about it. We get a little tired. We don't eat regular meals, but that's okay. But we get those moments, you know, late at night. All of a sudden you're in Toronto, you can sit out on the street, have a beer, relax and laugh. So it has a lot of plus sides, really.
What's the best kind of show? Is it when there's a lot of people, or is it when there's like 10 people and they're really into it? I mean, what makes it kind
well,
of like
if it's a numbers thing, the best show would be about 100 people who are there just really knowing the songs, mm-hmm. and relating to the different parts in the music. And that does happen at various times because they're picking up on a particular solo or a particular singing session part, and that's the best kind. You have your, you know, more rock shows where you're just kind of rocking out and people are going rah rah, but they're not really listening to the different parts. So I enjoy more the about the 100 people who are sitting and listening.
Is it hard when you show up somewhere and maybe everybody there doesn't know the music and they're talking to their friends and you're like singing about your life and you just got to power through?
Well, let me tell you about that. Now, I used to be married to Victoria Williams. I'm still a very good friend of hers and I live right by her. And that was horrible. We were in a band together, and sometimes she has a very soft mm-hmm. voice, but sure. it's almost Billie Holiday-esque, and it's just gorgeous. But she can't sing over that kind of thing. So I was the guy that would do that in our band. When they started talking, I'd get in there and I'd just bang out, you know, these songs. And that was sort of I kind of enjoyed that. Okay, they're talking over Vic. Here I go. I'm going to take them on head on. So it's sort of like, you know, and I don't ever say, oh, stop talking or anything. We just go about our job. We put our head down and do it. And that happens on occasion. And that's your bar crowd. And there's nothing you can really do about that. You know, I would say 1/3 to 1/4, you might get some. No, maybe 1/4 to 1/8. That will happen. And it is discouraging. And I'd rather take them on than sit there and watch somebody I like, you know, have to deal with it that's singing softer than me. I can sing loud, so. It is a deal, though, on occasion.
Tonight's the big night for you. Obviously, you have shows all summer long, yeah. But tonight is the night when your documentary...
I didn't go out and say I wanted to make a documentary, but this guy, Ray Foley, has made a documentary.
90 hours of footage, is that true?
Well, he followed us around. We came here for 2 weeks, and he followed us around.
How was that?
It was a little weird, but we all started to enjoy it. We all started to talk like we're being filmed constantly. And, you know, so that was...
I've been doing that for like 31 years.
So when the camera's off, you go, where's the camera? Because I'm acting again.
I'm about to be fabulous and say something pithy.
Yeah, really
where are
funny.
You?
But we took the best part of it was Ray just had some people filming us, and he was watching. He was kind of very encouraging about the thing, and we're actually staying at his house. But he took us out to Coney Island on a rainy day. And that seemed to be where most of the footage is actually from that day, going out to Coney Island and walking and talking. Various topics.
So it's a day in the life, a little slice of life of a musician in New York City.
Of a musician, yeah. That's basically the gist of it is that I performed in Europe for many years, but now I'm just coming back to America to try to have a run at it again. That's the basic idea. And we discuss things, family things. Mm-hmm. Just we have some laughs too. It's kind of funny in some ways, so it's good.
Can we talk you into one more song?
Okay.
What's this going to be?
Why don't we do National Express? Once I lost my self-respect, I was stranded in blue and all by myself. Then my love came up to me. I want to ride with you by the sea. Oh, my love. These traveling blues got a hold of me. It makes no difference what you do or where you'll stay when you come home. Will know your name, a gypsy by the footbridge, standing in the rain. Here comes the National Express. Here comes the National Express. Here comes the National Express. Station was empty then. Light bulbs were broken, announcements grim. Children to follow how they talk. Children to follow where they walk. Where's my home? How could I lose this in a day? It makes no difference what you do or where you'll stay when you come home. Who will know your name? A gypsy by the footbridge, standing in the rain. Here comes the National Express. Here comes the National Express. Here comes the National Express. An ancient survivor from a parish far away, with a dream they all share. Birds fly through the station. Here comes the National Express. Here comes the National Express. Here comes the National Express. Here comes the National Express.
That was Mark Olson performing live here at the Bryant Park Project NPR studios. His record is called Salvation Blues.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, we're going to talk about those little unscripted moments that happen on the campaign trail and talk about how some people have been handling them, some better than others, and also the National Book Awards. That's coming up in just a moment on the BPP from NPR News.